奉主耶稣圣名，跟大家一起来查考圣经的道理。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we share about the Bible.
今天晚上用我们读经的进度来查考蒙神牧养的人生。
Tonight we are going to use our Bible reading to talk about a life of shepherding by God.
我们在读创世纪，现在已经读到尾声雅各他即将离开人世间。
And we've gotten to the end of Genesis where Jacob is nearing the end of his life.
我们看到这个神所拣选的百姓这个雅各他如何走完他的一生。
And we see God's chosen people, Jacob has reached the end.
那他最后他所讲出的一句话很值得我们不断的去思想。
And there's one statement that he said for us to ponder about.
我们先来看一节经节，看《创世纪》48章。
Let's look at a verse, Genesis chapter 48.
创世纪48章，从第15节开始。
Genesis 48, starting from verse 15.
15节，他就给约瑟祝福说：“愿我主亚伯拉罕和我父以撒所侍奉的神。”就是一生牧养我直到今日的神，16节，救赎我脱离一切患难的那使者，祝福与这两个童子，愿他们归在我的名下和我主亚伯拉罕我父以撒的名下，又愿他们在世界中生养众多。
15. And he blessed Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac walked, the God who has fed me all my life long to this day, 16. The angel who has redeemed me from all evil. Bless the lads. Let my name be named upon them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth.
这是雅各他年老即将要离世以前对他的儿子约瑟的两个儿子所说的一句话。
And this was Jacob's blessing to Joseph's two sons before he passed.
在第15节特别说他是给约瑟祝福的。
And in verse 15 it says he blessed Joseph.
那其实他当时候他的双手是按在约瑟的两个儿子的头上。
And actually his two hands were on Joseph's two sons' heads.
所以他的右手在以法莲头上，他的左手在马拿西的头上。
His right hand was on Ephraim's hand and his left hand was on Manasseh's head.
如果正常来看他应该是为约瑟的儿子们祝福。
And he is blessing them.
就是如果从当时候的情景看来，他是祝福约瑟的两个儿子。
If you look at the traditions of the old times, he's blessing his Joseph's two sons.
但是圣经特别说，当时候雅各是给约瑟祝福的。
But the Bible says that he was blessing Joseph.
所以其实这个时候。这个做父亲的给他的儿子的祝福就是由他的两个儿子，就是基本上是从血亲上来看是他的两个孙子 来继承的。他是事实上应该是说在祝福他两个孙子嘛。
Oh, it seems like he's blessing the two sons of Joseph.
但是圣经说他是给约瑟祝福的。
But the Bible says he was blessing Joseph.
所以给约瑟的福气是由这两个儿子来承受。
So Joseph was being blessed through his two sons.
就是雅各给约瑟的福气是由这次两个儿子 来领受的。
The blessing that Jacob was giving to Joseph was being received by Joseph's two sons.
那现在雅各他特别在祝福前说他是以一生牧养他到今天的这位神来祝福这两个童子。
And in the beginning of his blessing, it says that it was the God who fed me all my life long.
所以这个神是我的牧者。
This God is my shepherd.
而且他也救离我脱离一切的那个患难。
And he has redeemed me from all evil.
那这个神就好像随时都跟我同在那位天使，在我需要的时候，他就出现来拯救我脱离死亡。
And this God is like an angel. Whenever I needed him, he was there to save me.
所以这句话是雅各他一生对神的体验的总结。
And this was the conclusion of Jacob's experiences with God.
这位神就像他人生的牧者。
God was like the shepherd of his life.
这位神也是 一生当中拯救他脱离患难的神。
And this was the God who redeemed him from all evil.
那我们看雅各的这一生，让我们学习很多事情。
There's a lot we can learn from the life of Jacob.
那雅各这个人物因为其实是非常特殊的。
He's a very special character.
因为最后他人生的脚步是由神来指示的。
Because his life was guided by God.
特别是在他人生最后的一个阶段下到埃及去。
Especially the latter part where he went down to Egypt.
所以我们读完创世纪的时候会看到一场极盛大的丧礼。
So there's a tragedy.
丧礼就是 funeral.
A funeral at the end of Genesis.
就是在当时候希伯来人的眼光，这是一场埃及人极为盛大的丧礼。
This is a very great funeral in the Egyptians' eyes.
是埃及人的丧礼在希伯来人的眼中，对希伯人来说是埃及人的丧礼。
To the Hebrews.
我们来看一下第五十章。
Let's look at chapter 50.
第五十章。
Chapter 50.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
五十章二十一节，迦南的居民见亚达禾场上的哀哭，就说：“这是埃及人一场极大的哀哭，因为那地方名叫亚伯麦西，是在约旦河东的。”
And when the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites, saw the mourning at the threshing floor of Atad, they said, "This is a deep mourning of the Egyptians." Therefore, its name was called Abel Mizraim, which is beyond the Jordan.
这是当时候在迦南地的居民看到。约瑟他归葬他的父亲雅各，他们认为这是埃及人一场极大的哀哭。
So when the Canaanites saw how Joseph was mourning for his father, they thought it was a deep mourning.
我们弟兄姐妹对雅各的一生应该都很熟悉的。
And we are probably very familiar with the life of Jacob.
我们如果跟随读经进度，我们基本上从头到尾都知道。在雅各的一生发生了什么事
？And if we've been following the Bible reading, then we know all the events that happened in Jacob's life.
那雅各，你看他最后人生的最后17年是在埃及度过的。
So the last 17 years of Jacob's life was passed in Egypt.
他本来认为说他的儿子约瑟已经死了。
He actually thought that his son Joseph was dead.
但事实上，他的儿子被神引导到了埃及去当宰相。
But actually, Joseph was led by God to Egypt to be a prime minister.
这是他所不知道的事实。
And he didn't know about this.
等到他知道说，哇，他的儿子竟然是在埃及当宰相。
And when he found out that Joseph was actually a prime minister in Egypt,
他本来是想要到埃及去看一看他的儿子就好了。
All he wanted to do was go to Egypt to see his son.
他本来就没有打算要在埃及常住的。
He did not plan to stay in Egypt.
所以。当他要下埃及去的时候，他特别很谨慎的去求问神可不可以。
So before he took his journey, he asked God if it was okay.
所以在第46章我们就看到雅各要离开迦南地之前，特别在别示巴这个最南端的地方求问神的意思。
So in chapter 46, we see that before he took his journey, he came to Beersheba.
他问神。
And he inquired of
God. 我可不可以去埃及？
He asked if he could go to Egypt.
神跟他说你去。
And God told him go.
我一定跟你同去。
I will go with you.
所以在46章一开始。
So in chapter 46.
你看神跟他说。
God said to him.
第二节神在夜间的异象中叫他说雅各雅各。
Verse 2, in a vision God said to Jacob, Jacob, Jacob.
他就说我在这里。
He said, here I am.
那这个呼叫就好像神当初在叫摩西一样啊。
And this happening was like God calling Moses.
在旷野的时候，神叫摩西的。
When God called Moses in the wilderness.
摩西也是说我在这里。
Moses also said, "Here I am."
现在雅各他回答神。
And Jacob answered God.
神就跟他说：“我是神，就是你父亲的神。
”And God said, "I am God, the God of your father."
你下埃及去，不要害怕。
Do not fear to go down to Egypt.
因为我要使你成为在那里成为大族。
For I will make of you a great nation.
第四节。
Verse 4.
他说：“我要和你同下埃及去。”也必定带你上来，约瑟必给你送终。
Verse 4, I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again, and Joseph will put his hand on your eyes.
所以那个时候，雅各在他离开迦南地以前，神已经跟他说：“你下去埃及，我跟你一起去，你最后会死在那里。”
So before Jacob even went to Egypt, God already told him, I will go with you and you will die there.
那我要祝福给你，让你在那边成为大族。
I will bless you and you will be a great nation.
但最后我一定要把你再带上来迦南地。
But eventually I will bring you back up.
约瑟要为你送终。
Joseph will put his hand on your
eyes. 也就是说要把手放在你的眼睛上。
To say that Joseph will put his hand on his eyes.
也就是说你的这个信仰，你的吩咐，这个儿子约瑟会照着遵办。
Joseph will also receive the blessing and promise.
他说你，我就是你父亲的神。神跟他这样自我介绍。
God introduced himself as the God of his father.
那神其实也是雅各他的神。
And God was actually also the God of Jacob.
最后这位神一定要成为约瑟的神。
And at the end, God was going to be the God of Jacob.
那所以其实神已经让雅各了解这个信仰，虽然他下到埃及去，可以一直延续下来。
So even though he was going down to Egypt, God was telling him that this faith could still be preserved.
所以最后你看雅各他用了17年住在埃及得到他儿子的奉养。
So he was able to receive.
就是他儿子真的是帮助他在这个饥荒的时候可以保存生命，而且真的是在埃及享受那里的丰富。
So he could receive the abundance that Joseph received from preserving them from famine in Egypt.
如果从物质的角度来看，雅各人生最后的17年过的是最丰富的，最安定的。
If we look at from materially wise, the time Jacob had in Egypt was the most abundant.
因为他是宰相的父亲。
Because he was the father of the prime minister.
在当时候各地都有饥荒的时候，他们是住在埃及最肥沃的土地上。
And during this famine time, Egypt was the most abundant.
大部分的人为了要得到三餐的温饱，都要想尽脑汁。雅各跟他的家族通通不用。
People had to think about how they would find food, but Jacob's family did not have to worry about that.
因为神已经为他们准备一个拯救者，就是他所爱的儿子，在那里奉养他们。
Because God already sent someone to save them, which was Joseph.
那所以雅各的一生其实最后他过得很平安，很满足。
So the end of Jacob's life was very full.
那他当时候对约瑟的两个儿子祝福的时候，特别说，愿这位神一生牧养我的神来祝福这两个儿子。
And when he was blessing Joseph's sons, he specifically said, "The God who has fed me all the life my life long to this day."
愿他们在世界上能够生养众多。
And let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth.
愿这两个孩子能够归在这个神应许的这个福分底下。
May they be under God's promise.
然后最后我们都知道雅各他很满足的把双脚一收就离开这个世界了。
And he very peacefully returned.
所以第四十九章的第三十三节就记载雅各他为他的儿子一一祝福之后，他结束人生。
So chapter 49 verse 33 it says he drew his feet up from the bed and breathed his last.
他在要离开以前，他特别吩咐他的儿子不要把他埋葬在埃及。
And before he died, he specifically told his son not to let him be buried.
要把他埋葬在迦南地他的祖先亚伯拉罕向赫人所买的那块坟地里，那一个麦比拉洞里面。
He wanted to be buried in the cave of Machpelah, which is in Canaan.
因为在这里他的祖先亚伯拉罕、以撒，他的，你看这些亚伯拉罕的妻子撒拉。以撒的妻子利百加，雅各自己的妻子利亚都埋葬在那里。
Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, and his own wife Leah were all buried there.
所以他特别吩咐他的儿子，一定要把他葬回那个洞里面去。
So he charged his son to let him specifically be buried there.
第三十三节，他雅各吩咐众子以臂就把脚放在床上，气绝而死，归他列祖那里去了。
Verse 33, and when Jacob had finished commanding his sons, he drew his feet up into the bed and breathed his last and was gathered to his people.
那就是他的一生呢。
And this was his life.
雅各，你看他人生结束的时候，出乎众人的意料之外，是这么样的平安。
The conclusion of his life was very peaceful.
而且最后 约瑟为他举行了一个非常隆重的一个葬礼。
Joseph.
一个葬礼就是他要去埋葬他的这个父亲。
And Joseph gave him a very
很盛大的很
great funeral.
对，这个 grand 是真的是一个 grand funeral， 是从来没有发生过的。
It was something that had never been done before.
在圣经里面，只有雅各他曾经被举行过这么隆重的葬礼。
In the Bible, only Jacob was given such a grand funeral.
从所有的圣经人物里面，只有雅各最特别。
Jacob was the most unique.
你看，亚伯拉罕死的时候，是他两个儿子以撒跟以斯玛利帮他埋葬。
When Abraham died, it was his sons Isaac and Ishmael that buried him.
当以撒离开的时候，是他的儿子以扫跟雅各给他埋葬。
And when Isaac died, it was his sons Jacob and Esau that buried him.
现在雅各要离世了。
Now Jacob was dying.
不止他的所有的儿子都在。
Not only were all his sons there.
是真的是埃及法老下令举办国葬这样。
It was all the Egyptians that were there too.
你看第七节。
Verse 7.
五十章的第七节。
Chapter 50, verse 7.
约瑟要上去埋葬他父亲，与他一同上去的有埃及法老的臣仆、法老家中的长老，并埃及国的长老。
So Joseph went up to bury his father, and with him went up all the servants of Pharaoh, the elders of his house, and all the elders of the land of Egypt.
第八节，还有约瑟的全家，他的弟兄们，并他父亲的眷属，只有他们的妇人、孩子和羊群、牛群都留在歌珊地。
Verse 8, as well as all the house of Joseph, his brothers and his father's house, only their little ones, their flocks and their herds, they left in the land of Goshen.
第九节说，又有车辆马兵和他一同上去，那一帮人甚多。
Verse 9, and there went up with him both chariots and horsemen. It was a very great gathering.
在他们要埋葬雅各之前，圣经在第三节已经说，你看埃及人已经为约瑟的父亲的死亡哀哭了七十天了。
And before his funeral, it says that they mourned for him for 40 days.
哀哭的时间过了之后才去上去加兰地把他埋葬的。
And then they buried him.
你看，在圣经的人物里面，没有哪一个人有过像他这样的一个葬礼了。
We see that nobody was given such a funeral.
比约瑟本身都还隆重的。
That was more grand than Jacob's.
真的是空前绝后的。在圣经里面是前面没有人，后面也没有人，有这样的遭遇了。
After Joseph, there was none like this.
雅各他也不是什么一个有权力的人物啊。
Jacob, he was not a man of very great.
他也不是当王的，他也不是说哇什么呼风唤雨的人物啊。
He wasn't a king or anyone that important.
其实他只是一个很普通的人物，不是吗
？He's just a very regular person.
他很认真的去敬拜神。
But he very fervently served God.
他只是一个普通的牧羊人。
He was just a shepherd.
但是他把他所敬拜的这个神把他抓住了。
But he held on to the God he believed in.
最后那些神给他意想不到的这个恩典跟荣耀。
And God gave him a blessing and honor that was unimaginable.
这个荣耀不是为了人间的。
And this honor wasn't just among men.
这是事实上是神特殊的安排。
It was God's special arrangement.
要让我们看了解说，如果我们的人生能够像雅各这样把神抓住。
To see that if we can be like Jacob and hold on to God.
能够真的顺服神的引导，让我们能够把神当作我们的牧者。
If we can have God be our shepherd.
我们有时候人生所遭遇的事情。我们当下想不懂，但最后我们一定会明白为什么神让这些事情发生。
Sometimes we go through things in our life that we don't understand, but at the end we will understand what God has done for us.
虽然走过很崎岖坎坷的道路，
even if we go through a bumpy path,
但是我们一定最终会了解，因为有神在我们一路上来引导保护我们，所以我们可以走到今天。
The end, we'll see that because we had God guiding us all along, we can be where we are today.
所以雅各所讲的这句话，这位神是牧养卫生的神。
So Jacob said that God was the God who shepherded him all his life.
这位神是保护我脱离一切患难的使者。
This was the God who redeemed me from all evil.
是我们一定要认识的，而且一定要深深有体验的。
This is a God that we must know and must experience.
那这样子，我们信仰才会真的有根基。
then our faith will really have a foundation.
我们在人生的旅途上会有平安，我们会跟随主走得非常的喜乐，非常满足。
And in our lives, we will have peace and joyfully walk with God.
我们对人世间所遭遇的一切，不会用世人的眼光来看待。我们不会遇到顺境的时候心很狂傲，遇到患难的时候，我们的心也不会悲伤。
We will not be shaken even when things are difficult.
那我们在很高兴的时候，我们心里面也不会这样子，哇，觉得自己很了不起的。
And when we are joyful, we will not be.
我们在很顺利的时候很 prosperous.
在
很顺的时候，很丰盛的时候，你也不会心不会高傲起来。
You won't become proud.
所以这个雅各的一生，让我们学习很多道理。
So there is a lot for us to learn from the life of Jacob.
我们了解神其实造我们人呢、有个特质。
God has a
造我们人的时候有一个特性呢。
When God created us, there is one special thing.
也就是我们人常常都需要有伴侣陪伴我们。
We often need companions.
所以一开始神造亚当的时候就说他自己一个人不好，需要一个配偶来帮助他。
So when God created Adam, he said it was not good for him to be alone.
所以其实就在我们人受造的这个当中神已经放入了我们人需要有朋友来陪伴的机制了。
When God created us, he created us to need to have companions.
这是为什么说圣经说两个人总是比一个人好。
That's why the Bible says that two are better than one.
那我们今天如果仔细观察我们人的一生呢
if we think about our own lives,
人的一生如果今天我们是一个很容易很乐观很开朗的人，通常我们的身边就会有笑声，我们就会有朋友。
If we're very positive and optimistic, then very naturally we'll have a lot of friends around us.
那一个人如果他很有爱心，他又很有幽默感，通常他身边也会有很多朋友。
And if you're very
很多人愿意帮助他。
If you're very loving and caring, then naturally you'll have many people who want to be by your side and help you.
所以换句话说，这样的人其实就有吸引力，人家想要围绕他。
It's like this person has an attractive force.
但是反过来说，如果一个人是很消极的、很悲观的，他通常很容易忧郁，那也不太容易找到朋友。
But if you're very negative and you worry a lot, then you probably don't have very many friends.
所以我们其实我们是一个什么样的人，通常我们旁边就有什么样的结果了。
And usually we attract the kind of people that are similar to us.
我们你想想看，我们人一生其实都在寻找伴侣，在找同伴。
In our lives, we are often looking for people to be with us.
成长的过程当中，小孩子他一开始都找玩伴。
Like a child will look for someone to play with.
那如果没有玩伴，这个孩子就觉得很孤单。
And if the child has no one to play with, he feels lonely.
那长大读书的时候需要有读书的同伴。
And when he grows up and needs to study, he needs people to study with.
你看，有时候我们上课打瞌睡。
Sometimes we fall asleep in class.
老师在讲什么道什么课，你听没有听到
？And the teacher's talking, but you haven't heard it.
如果有同学会帮助你的，你就可以弥补过来。
But if you have a classmate, then you can be awakened.
那如果有些知识我们不明白的，有时候同学讲一讲，我们就明白。
And sometimes if there's concepts we don't understand and a friend explains it, then we can.
所以其实做什么事情我们都需要有伴。
So whatever we do, it's nice to have companions.
好，那等到如果有等到毕业之后，如果我们有同伴有一些朋友帮助我们，在找工作的事情上也会得到一些帮助好处。
And when we graduate and we have friends to help us, then we can very easily find a job.
等到再成熟一点，需要结婚的时候，我们就需要找一个伴侣。
And when you're more mature and you need to get married, then you can have a companion.
这个我们的人的一生一直都在寻找这个伴的这个过程。
And your whole life, you're looking for people to spend your life with.
但是我们如果想想看，我们真的人一生啊，你看从小到大，可能有很多朋友跟我们接触过，但是真的跟我们是很要好的知己有几个
？In our whole lives, we might have had a lot of friends.
有时候在平安的时候很多朋友，但是真的在患难的时候，朋友都跑光了。
In the peace times, we might have a lot of friends, but when we go through difficulties, they all run away.
所以其实在这个我们人生的旅程当中，发现其实社会是现实的，人心实际上是不可靠的。
So men are very limited and often not reliable.
所以有人说靠山山倒，靠水 靠谁啊？靠谁就谁跑了哈，靠山山就倒掉了。
Oh, so you rely on a mountain and the mountain falls.
那靠水，水会流走嘛
？And you, if you rely on water, the water will flow away.
那如果靠人呢
？But if you rely on men,
靠人通常就会潦倒。你靠人的话，人是靠不住，通常就会吃亏了。
You'll probably be disappointed because they're not.
因为人不可靠。
Because men cannot be reliable.
那结果就有人说，那我应该靠自己最好。
And people say, "Oh, it's probably best if I just rely on myself."
其实我们若想一想，我们自己可靠吗
？But are we ourselves even reliable?
我们最后都会发现我们自己很软弱。
We're actually very weak ourselves.
我们人一生有时候一个病痛就让我们站不起来。
And just a small sickness, and we can't stand up.
所以人不可靠，自己更不可靠。
We cannot rely on others, and we can even more.
因为我们人总是有惰性，我们人总是遇到事情很容易就很往负面的。的想法去胡思乱想。
And we encounter difficulties. We very easily think negatively.
所以什么才是真的可靠
？So who can we really rely on？
不是人。
Not man。
不是自己。
Not ourselves。
其实这个时候在说明我们人需要神。
At these times we really need God。
圣经说一句话。
The Bible says。
我们看一下诗篇118篇。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 118.
诗篇一百一十八篇。
Psalm 118.
一百一十八篇，我们来读第八节。
Let's read verse 8.
诗篇一百一十八篇第八节。
Psalm 118 verse 8.
投靠主神的强势倚赖人。第九节。
Verse 9.
投靠主的强势倚赖王子。
Verse 8 is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. 9 is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes.
第诗篇一百一十八篇的第八节啊，他其实如果整个圣经新旧一起看，他们说这一节第八节跟第九节就是圣经的最中心的章节啊。
And if we look at the Bible as a whole, verse 8 and 9 is a very key verse.
中心的。
Oh, it's the most center verse of the whole Bible.
就是这一节就把圣经分两边这样子。
Is the exact center of the whole Bible.
圣经一共1189章嘛。189章。1189。
The Bible has 1189 chapters.
那这个有很多节，我忘记是多少节了。
And there are a lot of verses, but I forgot how many.
但是圣经的中心的那一节就是这一节。
But this is the very center verse of the Bible.
今天我们要投靠神，倚靠神，强势倚赖王子，强势倚赖所有任何其他人。
We need to trust in the Lord more than in men and in princes.
就是告诉我们，其实圣经强调我们要愿意投靠神。
This emphasizes that the Bible tells us to trust in the Lord.
这位神是永远可靠的。
But this God is always reliable.
所以倚靠神的人是有福的。
So those who trust in the Lord are blessed.
看耶利米书第十七章。
Let's look at Jeremiah.
耶利米书十七章。
Jeremiah 17.
十七章的第七节。
17 verse 7.
耶利米书十七章第七节。
Jeremiah 17 verse 7.
倚靠主神，以神为可靠的那人有福了。
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord.
第八节，他必像树栽在水旁啊，在河边扎根。炎热来到，并不惧怕；叶子能必清脆，在干旱之年毫无挂虑，而且结果不止。
Verse 8, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaves will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit.
你看这里特别强调说，我们倚靠神的人是有福的。
Here it says that blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord.
他说像树栽在水旁。
He's like a tree planted by the waters.
所以根扎得很深的。
And the roots are very deep.
他说炎热来到不会惧怕，就是当我们遇到患难困苦的时候，我们不会被打倒。
And it says, "Will not fear when he comes." So when we face tribulation, we will not be beaten down.
我们叶，他说叶子还会清脆，而且还是在干旱之年，就是在很艰困的众人都很艰困的年代里面，它还可以结果不止，是持续不断的结出果实来。
And it says its leaf will be green, so it doesn't cease from yielding fruit.
所以它的生命力一直都是非常丰盛的。
And his whole life is very abundant.
那这个就是投靠 主神的人的结果。
And this is the result of trusting in the Lord.
所以我们会看到圣经、提出一个道理。
So the Bible brings up one teaching.
今天我们如果愿意投靠神的人，他一定不会羞愧。
Those who trust in the Lord will not be disappointed.
相信神的人就一直有神的恩典随着。
Those who trust in the Lord, His grace follows.
所以我们看雅各的一生。
So we look at the life of Jacob.
因为他紧紧地把神抓住。
Because he very tightly held on.
所以他的一生都有神在带领他、引领他。
So his whole life, God was guiding him.
他遇到患难的时候，真的神出手拯救。
And when he faced troubles, God was there to save him.
那这个都是雅各他这个一生所遭遇的事情之后，他对神的体会。
And this is his experiences with God throughout his life.
因为如果不是神引导他，他有没有办法到他的舅舅家去、娶妻，然后生养这么多的后代，是有疑问的。
If God was not guiding him, then he would not have gone to his uncle's house and married his two wives and had so many children.
那如果不是神保守他，他就算得到了这些儿女财富，他很可能也带不回来迦南地。
And if God was not protecting him, then it is very likely that he could not have brought all his descendants with him to Egypt.
因为、他的舅舅拉班、就跟他说、我本来是有能力来害你的。
Because his uncle Laban said, I actually had the chance to harm you.
但是因为你的神昨天晚上跟我说话，说我不可以跟你说什么话。
But last night God told me I could not say these words to you.
所以、我现在、不敢做什么。
So I do not dare to do anything.
所以拉班跟雅各所讲的话，其实让雅各了解说，如果不是神帮助他，其实他可能一无所有。
So Laban's words to Jacob actually taught him that if not for God, he would not have anything.
我们再回忆一下啊，《创世纪》三十一章。
Let's look back at Genesis chapter 31.
创世纪三十一章。
Genesis 31.
第二十四节。
Verse 24节。
三十一章二十四节，夜间神到亚兰人拉班那里，在梦中对他说：“你要小心，不可以跟雅各说好说歹。”
Genesis 31 verse 24. But God had come to Laban the Syrian in a dream by night and said to him, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad."
好，所以啊，拉班呢、啊，接下去他见到雅各的时候，他说话就小心了。
So when Laban actually met Jacob, he was careful with his words.
本来拉班是气冲冲的。要来找雅各算账，要把这所有属于他的，他认为属他的，都把他夺回去的。
He was actually going to take everything he thought was his and take it back.
那第二十九节他说
，Verse 29,
我手中原有能力害你，只是你父亲的神昨夜对我说，你要小心，不可以雅各说好说歹。
Verse 29, it is in my power to do you harm, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, "Be careful that you speak to Jacob neither good nor bad."
那所以啊，这个时候你看啊。拉班、他看到雅各的时候，他就、其实他后来就转移话题了，想要说，那为什么把 我家的那个神像、把我带走了
？He was actually going to ask Jacob, "Why did you take those idols from my house?"
好，现在就要去找这个他所遗失的东西。
He was going to try to find what he lost.
但最后没有找到。
But he could not find it.
没有找到以后，雅各就开始讲话了。
And when he could not find it, then Jacob began to speak.
所以第三十六节，雅各你看就发怒斥责拉班，这是雅各他当时真的是、把他一肚子的这个苦、都把他讲出来了。
In verse 36, Jacob was angry and rebuked Laban, and everything in his heart he spoke.
也就是说，他在这个舅舅家这二十年，他受尽委屈。
He suffered a lot in his uncle's house.
他本身也非常的努力，很勤奋的在工作。
He was working very diligently.
他是一个值得信赖的人。
He was a dependable person.
因为他来到，他的舅舅都了解，神祝福了他这个家庭。
And even Laban understood that God blessed him.
但是其实雅各受到很不公平的对待。
But Jacob was not treated fairly.
所以第四十一节他说。
So verse 41, he says,
我这二十年在你家里为你的两个女儿服侍你十四年，为你的羊群服侍你六年，你又十次改了我的工价。
Verse 41, thus I have been in your house 20 years. I serve you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for your flock, and you have changed my wages 10 times.
42节，若不是我父亲以撒所敬畏的神，就是亚伯拉罕的神与我同在， 你如今必定打发我空手而去。神看见我的苦情和我的劳碌，就在昨夜责备你。
42. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the fear of Isaac had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and the labor of my hands and rebuked you last night.
这是雅各他深深了解的，是因为神看见他的苦跟他的劳碌，所以神出手拯救他了。
Jacob knew that God had seen his pain and his toiling, and God saved him.
他也知道神一路以来都跟他同在，在牧养他的。
And he knew that the whole way God was with him and was shepherding him.
所以雅各，你看他等到他看到他的兄弟以扫的时候，他跟他的兄弟说：“神给我满满的祝福。”
So when Jacob met Esau, he said, "God has blessed me a lot."
我本来是一个人啊，离开父亲的家，但是我现在成了两大队回来了。
I left my house all by myself, but now I have two groups of people with me.
都是神的祝福。
And this is all the blessing of God.
所以在很富足的时候，雅各了解这一切都从神来的。
So when he was very prosperous, he understood that everything came from God.
真的，我们今天，我们如果真的认识这位神是牧养我们一生的神。
And if we truly recognize today that God is the one who's been shepherding us,
我们应该感谢，不是我们凭着自己能力能做什么，能有什么成就。
We'll be thankful and recognize that it's not by our own power that we achieve these things.
一切都是从神的祝福来的。
Everything is because of the blessing of God.
如果神没有给我们机会，我们什么可能什么事也做不了。
And if God did not give us the opportunity, then we probably couldn't have done anything.
那就是神如果给我们祝福了，如果不是神保守我们，我们可能最后也是两手空空。
And if God had not protected us, then we might be empty-handed.
有时候不是我们付出多少就有多少成就的。
Most of the time, it's not how much effort we put into something that we get out of it.
所以传道书说，不是那个跑得很快的就会得胜吗？
Ecclesiastes says the race is not to the swift.
不是那个很聪明的就会得到很多财富吗？
And it's not the smart that get a lot of riches.
一切都在乎当时的机会。
It's time and chance.
就是机会 会决定你到底是有什么成就了。
Chance decides whether you succeed or not.
那这个机会谁给的？
But who gives these opportunities?
神给的。
They're from God.
神知道我们的需要。
God knows what we need.
他给我们这个机会，让我们可以抓住。
And God gives us opportunities to hold on to.
如果我们是一个殷勤奋的人，如果我们是一个殷勤的人，很殷勤，很 diligent。
If we're very hardworking,
我们是真的很努力，不是那种懒惰人。
If we're very hardworking and not lazy,
神给我们机会，我们会知道，我们会抓住。
Then we will know when God gives us an opportunity and hold on.
那我们去努力的时候，我们就会看到啊神的祝福。
And when we work hard, we'll see God's blessing.
我们最后都会把这个荣耀归给神，把感谢归给神。
And we'll give all the glory and thanksgiving to God.
但是如果有了成就，如果不是神保守，最后可能也都失去了。
But if God does not preserve us, then we could very easily lose it all.
所以，当我们认识这位神像牧者一样在引导我们的一生的时候
，So when we recognize that God is the one who's been shepherding us,
我们最后把所有的感谢、荣耀都归给他。
Then we will give all the thanksgiving and all the glory to Him.
所以诗篇127篇是这样说。
So Psalm 120 says.
诗篇127篇。
Psalm 127 says.
第一节。
Verse 1.
诗篇127篇第一节。
Psalm 127 verse 1.
若不是神建造房屋，建造人就枉然劳力。若不是神看守城池，看守人就枉然警醒。
Verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain.
第二节。
Verse 2.
你们清晨早起，夜晚安歇，吃劳碌得来的饭，本是枉然。唯有神所亲爱的必叫他安然睡觉。
It is vain for you to rise up early, to sit up late, to eat the bread of sorrows, for so he gives his beloved sleep.
这就是告诉我们，一切其实都是神祝福，也是神保守。
This tells us that it is all the blessing and it was God's blessing and protection.
那就算很简单的可以晚上安然睡觉，都是神的恩典。
Even something as simple as being able to sleep peacefully is the blessing of God.
如果我们今天是一个蒙神所亲爱的人，
if we are someone who is beloved by God,
那神就叫我们可以安歇了哈，晚上的时候我们可以睡得着。
Then he will allow us to sleep peacefully.
我们可以不需要忧虑。
We don't need to worry.
因为这位神像牧者一样在引导我们的脚步，我们的前程。
Because God, like a shepherd, is leading us.
好，所以我们不知道明天会发生什么事。
We don't know what will happen tomorrow.
但是我们知道明天掌握在神的手上。
But we know that tomorrow is in God's hand.
他会引导我们走我们该走的路。
He will lead us in the way we should go.
所以神是我的牧者。
So God is my shepherd.
这是雅各他用一生的时间去体会出来的真理。
And Jacob's whole life, it took Jacob's whole life to experience this.
那他也明白说他在一生当中所遭遇的这些患难都是因着神的拯救而得到解围而得到平安的。
And he knew that throughout all the difficulties he faced, it was God's hand that saved him.
那他遇到危险、遇到患难的时候，是为什么会有这些呢？怎么会有这些患难呢？
And why did he encounter difficulties?
你看，我们如果相信说神是我的牧者，他会引导我走一生的路程。
If we believe that God is our shepherd and leading our whole lives.
那神对我们的意念都是存的是平安的意念。
God's thoughts towards us are all peace.Peaceful thoughts.
那为什么我们有时候遇到一些不如意的事情，遇到患难，甚至让我们觉得很愁苦的事呢？
But then how come sometimes we face hardships?
那是不是神把我们带错了？
Did God lead us the wrong way?
不是啊。
No.
我们如果看雅各的一生，
If we look at Jacob's life,
我们就会发现，患难其实是因着人不愿意遵守神的吩咐而来的。
We can see that tribulations are
是因为人不听神的话。
Are because Men do not obey God.
但是有时候我们人在这个自以为是的当下，不会去想那么多。
But we don't think that far.
我们一直以为我是对的。
We always think that we are right.
要一直等到说我们遇到患难的时候才会想到说啊，原来神讲的话我们没有遵守啊，才有这个结果嘛。
We wouldn't think that it's because I did not obey God that I encountered this.
好，所以患难会让我们思想，会让我们明白说，其实我们需要回转。
So hardships actually remind us to turn back.
你看雅各，他在一生当中其实遭遇许多的患难的。
Jacob encountered a lot of difficulties in his life.
我们在读创世纪的时候，
when we're reading Genesis,
我们读到了第三十三章。
And we read to chapter 33.
三十三章，雅各从舅舅家回来了。
Jacob returned from his uncle's house.
在路上，你看神的感动，神的引导。让他跟哥哥以扫相见的时候，竟然是这样的场面，这样的感人，这样子啊，非常的出乎他意料之外。
And through God's guidance, this his encounter with Esau was very moving.
哥哥是这样子热情的迎接他。
Esau received him very warmly.
那所以当时候，其实神的恩典已经在引导他的路程，神实现了他的应许，要把他平安的带回了迦南地。
This was God's grace being manifested, bringing him back safely.
神叫他回来，所以神就会保护他。
God told him to return, so God protected him.
但是本来雅各应该是要回到伯特利去的。
Jacob was actually supposed to go to Bethel.
那可是他后来就竟然是停在示剑城了，停在示剑。
Shechem,
对，他跑到示剑去，所以第三十三章的第十七节。
He went to Shechem, so 33 verse 7.
雅各去住在示剑，在那里支搭帐篷，又在那边买地的。第三十三章十七节。
三十三章。
十七节嘛，哈。
十七节。Verse 17 says Jacob journeyed to Succoth, built himself a house, and made booths for his livestock. Therefore, the name of the place is called Succoth.
第十八节。
Verse 18,
雅各就从巴旦亚兰回来的时候，他平平安的到了迦南地的示剑城，在那里在城东支搭帐篷了。
Then Jacob came safely to the city of Shechem, which is in the land of Canaan, when he came from Paddan Aram, and he pitched his tent before the city.
第十九节。
Verse 19,
用100块银子向示剑的父亲哈姆的子孙买了支搭帐篷那块地。
And he bought the parcel of land where he had pitched his tent from the children of Hamor, Shechem's father, for 100 pieces of land.
甚至都已经跑到示剑城去买地，准备在那边常住了。
He went to Succoth and actually bought land.
好了，这个当时候神给他的吩咐是：你回到伯特利去，那个地方你向我许过愿，在那里支搭，在那里啊来还愿，献祭还愿。
God reminded him that he made a covenant with him at Bethel.
但是雅各现在没有啊。
But Jacob did not follow.
他现在停了苏哥，停到示剑去了。
He stopped at Succoth and then Shechem.
结果在示剑，你看就发生了悲剧。
And then in Shechem, a bad incident happened.
他的女儿被玷污了。
His daughter was defiled.
那他的两个儿子 你看，用诡计去屠杀所有的事件成了男丁。
And then his two sons killed all the males.
到最后，雅各带着一个臭名，赶快逃走。
And then with a
一个很不好的名声呢。
And he took a very bad reputation and left.
而且是存着恐惧的心，赶快走离开那个事件城的。
And he left in fear.
我们就看到雅各，你看他人生遭遇到这些事情，你看他是不是遇到一个很大的患难？
So we see here Jacob faced very big.
虽然他其实有很多的财富
，even though he had a lot of material，
在当时这个世人眼中，他是很富有的人。
In the eyes of people, he was very wealthy.
可是这个时候的雅各，你看他内心，你看多少痛苦。
But here we see Jacob's heart was very pain.
他就那么一个女儿。
He only had one daughter.
结果那个女儿被玷污了。
And that daughter was defiled.
他这两个儿子竟然用这个手段。用神跟他们立约的这个割礼的记号作为方式去屠杀人。
And then his two sons use a covenant with God, as a method to kill everybody.
那这个就是一个很诡诈、很残忍的手段。
It's a very cruel method.
那也是神所不喜悦的。
And God was not pleased.
所以雅各他遭遇这个事情。
So Jacob encountered this.
今天如果不是神。那个真的 出手来拯救他，让他明白说，哎，他这个人生当中意外所发生的事情，其实是因为他没有遵守神的话而造成的。
That he would not have realized that he encountered these because he did not obey God.
所以第三十五章第一节，神跟他说
，So chapter 35 verse 1 God said,
起来，上伯特利去，往住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神。
Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there, and make an altar there to God.
就是你逃避你哥哥以扫的时候，向你显现的那位。
Who appeared to you when you fled from the face of Esau, your brother?
啊，这个时候让雅各他明白了。
At this time, Jacob understood.
他的患难困苦其实是因为他没有完全遵照神的吩咐来的。
All the tribulations he faced were because he did not obey God.
是因为他没有持守住对神的承诺。
He did not fulfill his promise to God.
他没有照神的时间去做事，什么该做的事。
And he did not do according to what God wanted in God's time.
我们不知道雅各在想什么。
We don't know what he was thinking.
也许他想，我住在这里，我改天我有时间我再去嘛。
Maybe he was thinking, oh, I'll go at a more convenient time.
但是神是要他说，你从拉班家回来的时候，你就到伯特利去，在那里还你的愿献祭。
But God wanted him to go back to Bethel right after he left Laban.
而且要住在那里。
And to live there.
这位神是向你显现过的神。
This was a God who appeared to you before.
啊，这个时候你看雅各，他就照着神的吩咐去做了。
And then we see Jacob obeyed God.
他真的带着一家大小来到伯特利。
He brought all his children and went to Bethel.
在那里，神再一次的提醒他，你的名字现在叫做以色列，不再叫雅各了。
And God told him there that his name would not be Jacob anymore.
所以34章的第十节。你的名字原是雅各，从今以后不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，啊，这样他就改名叫以色列。
So God said, your name shall no longer be Jacob but Israel.
第十一节，神又对他说：“我是全能的神啊，你要生养众多，将来有一族和多国的民从你而生，又有君王从你而出。”
Verse 11, God said to him, I am God Almighty, be fruitful, multiply a nation, and a company of nations shall proceed from you, and kings shall come from your body.
12节，我所赐给亚伯拉罕和以撒的地，我要赐给你和你的后裔。
Verse 12, the land which I gave Abraham and Isaac, I give to you and to your descendants.
第13节，神就从那与雅各说话的地方升上去了。
13, then God went up from him in the place where he talked with him.
你看这个好像是神直接特别从天上下来跟雅各讲话的一样。
It was like God came from heaven to speak to Jacob.
特别跟他强调说我是全能的神。
To tell him that I am the Almighty God.
也就是说，你任何的患难啊，神都有办法拯救。
I'm able to save you from any difficulty.
你什么事情都可以投靠这位神。
In all situations, you can rely on this.
而且神一定要。持守他所说过的应许，
And God will keep his promise.
他是信实的神，
He is a faithful God.
所以这位神一直都是与雅各同在，
So this God was always with Jacob.
所以这个时候雅各他才了解，
At this time Jacob understood.
啊，原来人真的要愿意完全遵照神的吩咐而行，
People really have to walk according to God's promises.
凡事要求问神的旨意。
To inquire of the will of God.
那这个样的经历让雅各以后他的行事就改变了，他以后就真的是变成一个新人了。
In the future, Jacob became like a new person.
哦，所以雅各他要下埃及去的时候，他特别真的是知道说要求问神。
So before he left for Egypt, he knew to ask of God.
他不敢再随凭他自己的意识行事了。
He did not dare to just walk according to his own way.
那所以患难让我们醒悟，让我们知道说，哎，神的意识在哪里？求问神。
So trials allow us to wake up and to ask of God.
诗篇119篇，我们请看。
Let's look at Psalm chapter 119.
诗篇119篇。
Psalm 119.
67节。
Verse 96.
119篇67节，我未受苦以先走明的路，现在却遵守你的话。第67。
67. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word.
68，你本为善，所行的也善，求你将你的律例教训我。
68, you are good and do good, teach me your statutes.
我们跳过去看第71节。
Let's look at verse 71.
我受苦是与我有益，为要使我学习你的律例。
It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes.
72节，你口中的信言与我有益，胜于千万的金银。
72, the law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver.
这是当时候圣经给我们作者给我们的一些忠心的劝勉。
And these are some encouragements that
也是他这个作者他的经历。
The author gave us and his own experience.
受苦原来是要让我们能够回转归向神。
Affliction is actually to turn us back to God.
为了要让我们可以学习神的律例。
So we can learn God's word.
所以我们会重视神的话语。
So we will treasure God's.
我们最终会发现神的话胜于千万的金银，是这么宝贵。
And we will know that God's word is so precious. It is better than thousands of coins of gold and silver.
那所以这位神他引导我们，他让我们碰到患难。
God leads us and allows us to encounter trials.
目的就是要让我们醒悟。
And His purpose is so we can awaken.
所以今天我们如果真的来跟随、来相信这样这么一个有恩典、有慈爱的神。
If we really come to believe this, God that is so loving.
我们人生一定跟世人不一样。
Then our lives will be different from others.
所以我们的一生当中，不管遇到什么事情，不管我们周围有没有什么很多的朋友围绕我们，都无所谓的。
Our whole lives, no matter what we encounter, if we have a lot of people around us or not.
因为信神人就有神与他作伴了。
Because people who have God always have someone with them.
相信的人就有神的同在。
People who believe in God always have God's abiding.
我们亲近神，神一定亲近我们。
And if we draw near to God, He will surely draw near to us.
神他是慈爱的，他是信实的。
God is loving and God is faithful.
愿我们都能够像雅各这样子来追求紧紧的抓住这一生牧养我们的神。
And may we all be like Jacob and hold on to this God who is our shepherd.
在顺利的时候了解这是神的赏赐。
To know that in times of peace that is God's blessing.
在患难的时候明白这是神的提醒。
Times of tribulation to know that this is God's reminder.
我们一生跟随神。
To follow God our whole lives.
我们就很有福气。
And we will be blessed.
我们的人生就很满足。
And our lives will be very abundant.
我们都不会害怕。
We will have nothing to fear.
不论遇到什么事情。
No matter what we encounter.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
373首。
379.
373.
373.